Hey, what's going on? This is Brian Morelli from Hockey Pod. I'm with Mike Pilano and Jay Gittler, and you're listening to Big Jim Sports.
You can find Hockey Pod on Spreaker and follow us on Twitter at @hockey_pod.
Let's drop the puck. Enjoy the show.
I said, are you ready for the Survivor Series?
One.
Who will survive?
Tonight's edition of Big Jim Sports, and it is the first ever official Three Count Thursday here on Big Jim Sports Network. Flying solo tonight, usually we'd have our co-host Ryan. He has come down with a pretty nasty cold or something. We hope he can get better for the weekend. Enjoy WrestleMania. But so the phone lines are open. The Twitter's open at Jim Sports. Phone line's open 347-539-5440. And the intro music that was playing earlier for all older wrestling fans like me, it was used in the early 90s. From after Royal Rumble through WrestleMania, when you heard that music, you know it was WrestleMania season. And it was amped up and ready to go. Like I said, phone lines are open. I want to hear people's WrestleMania predictions. If you're listening tonight, and you have your predictions of each match, one match, any match, any whatever WrestleMania predictions, whatever you think is going to happen this Sunday at the Showcase of the Immortals, WrestleMania 30, please call in 347-539-5440. You can tweet me during the show at Big Jim Sports or on Facebook.com/. Big Jim Sports. I want to again thank the guys from Hockey Pod for the bumpers there and for the support they've given me, and we've been able to work together, and hopefully we'll be able to continue to do that in the future. So Three Count Thursdays. I wanted to have Ryan be able to intro this, but we came up with a name when we were discussing the name for this show. It's going to be every week, and talk all wrestling. And each week, you know, the latest news, latest rumors, you know, preview pay-per-views, you know, look back, you know, and get into some things of doing, you know, our favorite gimmicks, our favorite theme songs, our you know, different countdowns throughout the time. We're going to get into a lot of exciting stuff. But the name is derived from Ryan's absolute favorite, and what we're going to call the greatest stable in WCW history, Three Count. That was Evan Courageous, Shannon Moore, and Shane Helms. So WrestleMania week here on the Three Count, and I'm just going to get right into it. Some breaking news in the last few hours. It was announced TMZ Sports posted something. One thing I think is funny about TMZ is, you know, people kind of mock wrestling, but TMZ has been all over multiple wrestling stories in the last couple of years, and this one no different. They got to Stone Cold Steve Austin at the airport. Now, if you listen to Stone Cold's podcast, he has two podcasts a week, one family-friendly, one uncensored. If you listen to his podcast at all, he let everybody know he's going to New Orleans. It's obviously the Hall of Famer. He's going to be in attendance. It was broken on TMZ, but it was confirmed on WWE.com, and this is the statement on WWE.com. It says, the biggest WrestleMania in history just got a whole lot bigger. Now that Stone Cold Steve Austin has confirmed that he will be there, the WWE Hall of Famer revealed the huge news in an interview with TMZ. Pressed for what his role will be, the Texas Rattlesnake said the WWE Universe will have to tune in to WrestleMania this Sunday on the WWE Network, or if you order through your cable company to find out. There are select tickets still available. So if you're in the New Orleans area, you can get out and see it in person. But Stone Cold Steve Austin will be there, and I watched the actual interview. Nothing different on the interview than what he said there. But the bottom line is that Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to be in attendance, and to me that adds a interesting and I think exciting element to WrestleMania, because there's been rumors that there's a possibility he will wrestle one more match at WrestleMania. Now, of course, it's not going to be this one. Will he get involved in some way? Will he, will he confront anybody? Will he do a run-in? Will he be there in a backstage thing? I don't know. But I got the feeling watching the video. You can check it out on TMZ.com. I have the feeling that it's more than just be there to be in a backstage thing. That's the feeling that I get. I can't confirm anything. I haven't had any confirmations from anyone towards me. All I've heard is that Stone Cold Steve Austin will be in attendance and be on WrestleMania. We do have a call. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from tonight.
Hey, Big Jim.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey, this is John Hawk. We went to elementary school together, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember when you fell in the toilet and instead of pulling you out, I sucked your cock on it, instead gave you a bumpkin, and then we went into the...
Okay, that was inappropriate, and we're just going to move on from that. We're not going to get any further on that one, so we apologize for that for those that were tuning in. So, Stone Cold Steve Austin will be in attendance, and... we will go move on from that story. Another on PWMania.com, they said a possible WrestleMania spoiler revealed that Charles Wright, who played the Godfather of Papa Shango, is in New Orleans and staying with the at the WWE hotel. He's reportedly been brought in by the WWE, so it's likely that he will make some sort of appearance. Now, with three spots still remaining on the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, it's possible that you will see that. I think many people assume that it will be the Godfather because he has performed as the Godfather multiple times in recent years. Out of those years, when he has performed as Godfather, a lot of old wrestling fans who remember the Papa Shango gimmick that have wanted to see that. Well, a city and a area that is, has a kind of a voodoo scene and things like that, that I think it's possible that we do see Papa Shango make the appearance, especially with the Ultimate Warrior. That was one of the funnier gimmicks back in the early to mid-90s when you had Ultimate Warrior return and Papa Shango cast a spell on him. You had the liquid dripping out of the Ultimate Warrior's head. So, it'll be interesting to see where they go with this, if he actually is on there. But time will tell. I think it could be Papa Shango, but I think out of those three spots that still remain and I'll get into it when we talk about the actual matches and my predictions, then we can then I'll explain. I think that we will see those three spots possibly filled with some legend talent, and so maybe we get to see, like I said, a Papa Shango sighting. Monday Night Raw this past week for the Go Home show, and that's the thing you have to understand, is it's the last live show before WrestleMania. The last live show before WrestleMania, because Main Event and SmackDown are taped ahead of time, you know, and the people are already, you know, the guys are already in New Orleans now, and they're prepping. They have, you know, different appearances and autograph signs, and, you know, it's a very busy week for the superstars. With Monday Night Raw, it's your last chance to really impact storylines. It's your last chance to, you know, to really make an impact on the show going forward. And I didn't get that from this Monday Night Raw. I'm really disappointed. I'm looking for a high energy, a high impact show. It opened with The Undertaker, and the reason they opened with The Undertaker was this past week was the series finale of How I Met Your Mother. So the talk was they wanted to lead with what they felt was their strongest, one of their stronger storylines. I think your strongest was Daniel Bryan, but there was talk that he wasn't going to be there. So you kind of had to lead with The Undertaker, and that's what they did to try and combat it. But Undertaker comes out to the ring and talk about, you know, that sort of thing. And Brock Lesnar's music comes out. You know, he gets booed, you know, in a back and forth with the, you know, Heyman and The Undertaker. Heyman says it's a match that Brock Lesnar has to win. It's a match that The Undertaker can't lose. You know, because it would, you know, crush him and crush his character and that sort of thing. But so then it made it appear that Lesnar was going to come down to the ring and there was going to be an altercation. He started walking away, came back, walked away again. And came back, and he actually finally did get into an altercation. And Brock Lesnar hit, you know, gets a clothesline and then hits the F5. So it's the first time in the build-up to this match that you've seen Brock Lesnar get any sort of the upper hand. It's any time that you've seen Brock Lesnar, you know, as the stronger presence, as something that could be threatening to The Undertaker and to the streak. Ryan and I talked about it last week, and I think, you know, as I thought about it more, and I've looked back on, you know, the last few WrestleManias building up to it, that I think that the WWE did miss the mark here a little bit in the build-up to this match. Because all of us as wrestling fans know, and or believe anyway, that The Undertaker is not going to lose this match. If The Undertaker is going to lose at WrestleMania, and I don't think he ever should, but if he should lose at WrestleMania, it's not going to be to Brock Lesnar. It's not going to be to a part-time guy. The Undertaker, I think, cares about this streak, cares about the number, cares about the fans' perception of such. So I don't think that this is one of those things that, you know, you're not going to see it turned over to a guy that's a part-time guy and isn't going to be around for a number of years to come. I think if it were going to happen, it would be to a younger, you know, a guy coming out of NXT, a Bray Wyatt or a part-timer. It's not going to be to Sting if the match next year happens. You know, it's going to be to a Bray Wyatt, to, you know, to any number of these guys that are in the NXT that The Undertaker would put over out of respect to them and out of respect to the WWE and its product. So, you know, that's how that ends. Brock Lesnar has the upper hand for the first time. But I feel they could have done a better job with it. Big E took on Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio won the match. Leading into the next pay-per-view that there will be a feud beginning between Alberto Del Rio and Big E. excuse me, Summer Rae versus Natalya. Summer Rae gets a clean win, leading many people to believe Summer Rae may be one of the insider favorites to win the Divas title this Sunday. She's obviously been one of the lead people featured on the Total Divas show on E! So there's a lot that goes into this. Sometimes the WWE will foreshadow the weeks leading up to the pay-per-view to who might be getting an edge, you know, by who's gaining momentum, and Summer Rae's been getting some clean wins there. The next segment after commercials, Triple H, Stephanie come out and talk about, you know, how they're going to, you know, of course, end the Yes Movement and win the WWE Championship. But I think, you know, some of the key elements to this promo, and Triple H, again, is one of these guys that can just really make you hate him. You know, he's so good at being a heel. He's so good at what he does. He can truly make you believe that he is such an asshole. He can truly make you hate him, and because he is so good at the character. And this is no different. He talks about you know, fans in this generation of loyalty, because the Yes Movement is the big thing now, but talks about how a year ago Fandango, you know, the fans started doing, you know, chanting his theme music, and you know how quickly that faded. And doing a little research, Fandango has a match on TV since in well over a couple of months, or like well over a month. And so, you know, is he starting to bury? We don't know, and maybe that was just a thing. You know, again, a little bit of foreshadowing, but Triple H said the one thing that, it, you know, and they showed a video, but the one thing that stays consistent through all the fads, be it Kurt Angle, be it Goldberg, be it whoever, Chris Jericho, whoever, the one constant has been Triple H the game. So, you know, again, it's casting, you know, this whole build-up to this match, to what I believe is to cast doubt about whether or not Daniel Bryan will beat Triple H and go on to win the match, you know, because the stipulation's there that if Daniel Bryan loses to Triple H, Triple H will go on to a triple threat match for a chance to win the title. So there has to be that sense of doubt. There has to be, man, that you go, maybe Daniel Bryan won't win. Because until that stipulation was added, you could only believe that Triple H was definitely going to lose because there was no other option. You're not going to build a potential triple threat match for the title if you don't have it. As we saw later in Raw, Batista versus Orton would have been a terrible way to end WrestleMania. Batista, Randy Orton came out and Triple H announced, excuse me, that Raw, because it wasn't very exciting. Fandango and Damian Sandow lose to Goldust and Cody Rhodes. Now, you look at two guys that had so much potential and were rising stars 6 months to a year ago, Fandango and Damian Sandow, who have been completely buried I think it's a shame because I think they're two of the more talented guys, younger guys in the company. And another guy that's being buried is a guy that went from, you know, Monday Night Raw, the pre-show and post-show. So for guys like me that are Bad News Bear fans, that's just a very concerning news there, if you ask me. I feel like the days of him having a chance to make any sort of a run or an impact are over. WWE Network, they can vote. The next segment was The Shield. Announced you could vote which one of them would be Kane later on that night. And Wyatt came to the ring, Bray Wyatt versus R-Truth match. You know, the Wyatt family was posing. All of a sudden, we saw someone, a fourth person, as another person in the sheet mask. The Wyatt took a look around at him, and it was John Cena in the mask, and kind of started to pummel them. I thought it was a brilliant move and a brilliant promo, because when I saw the guy in the sheet mask, I was like, what's got to be Cena? But I thought the way they did it, because he kind of mimicked Eric Rowan, and I just thought it was brilliant. It was one of these things. It was one of these in the build up to this match that I think has definitely the more than enough potential to steal the show on Sunday. Is great, and I've been super thrilled with it. The next match was AJ Lee versus Naomi in a lumberjill match. They had all the divas out to keep Naomi and AJ in the ring. Naomi won. Cena backstage with Renee Young, cut a promo, kind of the angry Cena promo. So we've seen multiple sides to Cena, and in his build up again, it's been great. I've truly enjoyed the build up of this match. Kane versus Roman Reigns. They come down. Reigns gets flattened by a big boot. Kane turns around the corner, back and forth. New Age Outlaws come down, and it's Maz because, it's New Age Outlaws and Kane versus The Shield this Sunday. So, nobody wins the match. You just had the two sides staring at each other. Piper's Pit, it was announced Roddy Piper was in attendance on Monday and was going to do a Piper's Pit segment. He came out and, again, as we talked about with Hulk Hogan last week, Piper's Pit comes out, and it wasn't even a great Piper's Pit because The Miz interrupts the Battle Royal, and then Sheamus comes out and does it, and then Titus O'Neil and Dolph Ziggler and Rey Mysterio, and all these guys are coming out. Ends up with the Big Show throwing everybody out of the ring. It's like, why are you bringing these legends back? These guys that broke their back for you 20 and 30 years ago just come back and just be useless talent jockeys. It really kind of ticks me off. Why bring them back on at all when you could have the King or you could have Renee Young or any of them, be in an interview segment and have all that crap come out. But that's just my opinion. The main event, no disqualification match, Batista versus Randy Orton. Before the match starts, Triple H and Stephanie come out on commentary. Match boring as hell, sloppy as hell. During the match, you could hear a commotion around the commentary. Daniel Bryan came out of the crowd, attacks Triple H. Orton comes out, Bryan drops him. Bryan continues beating on Triple H. So kind of turned into this big big thing. Batista speared Orton. Daniel Bryan drops Batista with the flying knee, leaps out onto Triple H, beats him with a kendo stick. Giving Bryan finally the leg up after the last couple of weeks, crowds going crazy with the yes chants, and that's how they ended Raw. That's fully how I think that WrestleMania will end. We're going to give a nod here to friends of ours over at Marks on Commentary. After that, we are going to look at the WWE Hall of Fame introductions, my predictions for WrestleMania, and unless we have calls from you guys, 347-539-5440. Unless we have any calls from you guys, then we're going to call the show and lead to WrestleMania. So here's a word from our partners and friends over at Marks on Commentary.
Are you sick of professional wrestling public access shows where two overgrown and really awkward guys are proudly displaying their wrestling action figures on their fold-out table? I'm here to say that Jason and I are here to save you from that painful and tedious, just the stigma of what a professional wrestling fan really is.
Are you tired of webcam shooting, YouTube recording, no-talent hacks that cheat you into watching a video? Then we're the wrestling show for you.
Because we tricked you into believing that we are not hacked. Once again, I am Eddie Brophy.
I'm Jason Smith.
We have Marks on Commentary. You can follow us on Twitter, M-O Commentary, or track us down at markscommentary.com and give our podcast a listen.
Hashtag Piranha Man.
So look at those guys at Marks on Commentary. I know they have a lot of... they have a lot of exciting stuff coming up in the next couple of days. Check them out at Animal Commentary on Twitter, marksoncommentary.com. WWE Hall of Fame induction this Saturday at airing live. I don't read who they're being inducted by. Ultimate Warrior being inducted by Linda McMahon. Jake the Snake Roberts being inducted by Diamond Dallas Page. Lita being inducted by Trish Stratus. Paul Bearer being inducted by likely his two sons. There were rumors of maybe Kane, maybe The Undertaker, maybe even Mick Foley. But is likely to be his two sons. Carlos Colon being inducted by Eddie and Orlando Colon. A more entertaining class in terms of potential induction speeches because the character of Warrior, Jake the Snake, Lita, Mr. T, even Scott Hall. I mean, 5 out of 7 are just great in terms of their, you know, I mean, if God rest his soul, Paul Bearer was still there. Percy Pringle, I mean, William Moody, that would be great. You know, very exciting. I don't know the time. It hasn't been announced, to the best of my knowledge, what time that the induction ceremony takes place. I assume 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. But stay tuned. You know, got to check out the WWE Network for that. Last chance for phone calls, 7539-5440. 347-539-5440 if you have a call. Make it respectful. You know, and we'll leave it at that. I'm not going to stoop to some of this distasteful level. But here are my WrestleMania predictions. These are the same ones that I sent to the guys at Marks on Commentary, so I'm not changing anything up. The pre-show, the kickoff, the use of the four-way taking on Los Matadores, the Real Americans, Ryback and Axel. I personally think that the Real Americans are going to win the tag team titles. They've definitely been getting a push. The fans have been really kind of getting behind him, especially Cesaro, but you've been hearing the We the People chants have been getting louder and louder. So I think the Real Americans walk out of WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan, again, I truly believe beats Triple H. Singles match for the third spot in the heavyweight championship, triple threat. Natalya wins the Divas Invitational. A 14 Diva single fall match for the WWE Divas Championship. I don't know if I truly can buy into Natalya, but Natalya by far is the best and most talented and the most deserving diva on that roster. But so I hope that she can come away. I think Kane and the New Age Outlaws who will defeat the Shield. But I think the reason they defeat the Shield is because Ambrose and Rollins turn on Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is the fan favorite, the rising star of that group, and I think they can keep Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins together, and they can turn on Roman Reigns. And I think there's been some slight hints, you know, at whether or not, you know, because they're with the Authority and things like that. So I think that is what's going to happen there. I predict Dolph Ziggler to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Why? Because I want him to? I mean, I don't know. You know, they've been kind of, seems like they're pushing the Big Show to win this because he was the Giant. He's the Giant in its honor of Andre, but, you know, who can tell? Who really cares? You know, I think this is just filler and to get guys onto the card. I mean, Bray Wyatt does defeat John Cena. You know, John Cena has been around a lot longer, I think, than some people even care to realize. I mean, he's been around for like over 10 years. So, you know, I think that it's not really passing the torch because I don't think Cena's going anywhere. But, you know, I think he understands that as you start to get older, you can have a memorable match and an important match and an important part of the storyline even by putting a guy over. And I think, you know, adding more and more meaning to Bray Wyatt can only be great things for everybody in the future. I think The Undertaker, of course, beats Brock Lesnar. The streak is not going to end this year. The Undertaker streak shouldn't, and I don't think ever will end. So he, I think, goes over Brock Lesnar. But I think what happens after the match is I think Sting will appear. I do believe that Sting has signed. I do believe that Sting will be either at WrestleMania or at Raw the next night, but I think he will appear at WrestleMania, kind of interrupt the celebration, and that starts the build-up to WrestleMania 31. And I think Daniel Bryan wins the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. The fans will finally get what they want. The Yes Movement will finally have its crowning moment, and Daniel Bryan will end WrestleMania with 70,000 plus chanting yes, along with the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Many people have been speculating whether or not CM Punk will be involved in any way, shape, or form. Stone Cold Steve Austin on his podcast, which I listen to twice a week, has said that he believes that CM Punk will return in some fashion at WrestleMania. Jim Ross, on the Ross Report podcast, has said the same thing, that he feels they will return. They don't work for WWE. Do I feel that means there's something that they know that we don't? I do not know. A person I follow on Twitter, Anthony DeMauro, over at sportsrants.com, he has said that he has heard nothing from his source about CM Punk this week, and doesn't, you know, there's no reports of him being in New Orleans or around New Orleans, and anything like that. So, you know, the question is going to remain out there, and it's going to remain out there until WrestleMania goes off the air. But I personally don't believe, if you followed along to me, that I personally do not believe that CM Punk will make an appearance. And I do not believe that CM Punk will be there. I do believe that CM Punk is done with wrestling, at least for the foreseeable future. So Daniel Bryan wins clean, and that's how WrestleMania goes off the air. And that's it. That's all I have for tonight. I want to apologize about the despicable phone call that we got earlier in the show. It's unfortunately the thing that you can get when you do live radio is you can get people like that. So I apologize again. The song you hear behind me is now, it will be the theme of this show going forward. It is the band From Ashes to New, who do the music on the other show as well. But this is the song Stay This Way. You can find it on their EP on iTunes and Amazon.com, so you want to check that out. Social media sites for the show, facebook.com/BigJimSports, Twitter @BigJimSports, You can check out our blog, bigjimsports.blogspot.com. All show archives can be found at blogtalkradio.com/bigjimsports or by searching on iTunes at Big Jim Sports Slam. Big Jim's High Fives, we had one earlier this week from Chris in Harrisburg. $5 if you send it to bigjimsports@gmail.com. Help support the show. You will get your shout out here on the show. So again, thanks to Chris for doing that this week. Still looking for some sponsors for the show. We have a few things in the pipeline, but nothing confirmed yet. You can help me fund this show. It's very costly, and I'm doing my best to keep it on air. We are selling shirts through the end of this weekend. Contact me if interested. Again, enjoy WrestleMania. We'll be back. Hopefully, Ryan, you are feeling better for the WrestleMania events this weekend, and we'll be good to go next week. Stay tuned for info for our normal Tuesday night sports show, and then Three Count Thursday is always here. So we're going to leave you with From Ashes to News. Stay this way. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and go for the win.
Changing for you, for you.
It's never gonna change it if you save it. I'ma stay this way.
In my life.